Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Good to know. We don't know what podcast we're on. Sorry, people. 139, I think.
It's too cold to check.
And it was very nice. What a lovely start to the day. Kev, over with his sons, Daniel and Phelan, came over and said thanks for the podcast. That was a lovely start. My day started at 5 o'clock. Do you want me to just blow? No, I'm not going to make today. I've looked forward to today, and I actually think a little bit of optimism has come back that I think we're going to win today. So, actually thinking you're going to win, and the law of averages is we've won half of our league games. So that's a good, the law of averages is with me. So,
it's a 50-50 shot.
I will say that the thing, we are playing better, but I have to have that note. Played a championship Borough and Burnley, who've won one game all season, and we allowed them back into the game. So yes, we have played better.
Going to be negative.
I'm not. Because we're going to win 5-0 today. Because people keep saying, all right,
you can.
Ted, listen. Do you like that being relevant?
You just got to believe.
So you and Sancho has looked much better. So we're sort of seeing the man that you sold to our scout, isn't it?
He's going to be great. I still have no reservations on him. He's been in and out of the team, changing managers. You know, he's not helped, has it really, for him? But I still think for the last two games, I think that we've had a massive improvement. I mean, I didn't come on for Borough one, I couldn't make it last Friday. But I think that you've got to start. You've got to be able to walk before you can run. That's what I think. And I think
you are literally
start.
Taking every cliche off.
Well, you have to. It's against it. Still create the chances.
But it's like we couldn't beat a championship side in the FA. It's like I woke up with a mindset, will we beat Burnley? Hello! Do you want to appear on the podcast?
Oh, sorry.
Do you want to appear on the podcast?
What's a podcast?
That's right. Go on, tell me. You've been going years, what's your sum up?
Of this season?
Yeah.
Of life itself.
This season?
Well, this season we shite. So we've got to send
you're just sitting there trying to breathe some positivity in.
Do you feel a bit of uplift now?
No, generally in terms of life and that.
But United
COVID-wise, keep that.
Because my mojo's been a bit battered recently.
Yeah, no, I don't feel as though we're making any progress at all. Now, we all know there's too many players here, aren't we? Too many players and not United standing. We can't get rid of him, so he's blocking the kids as well coming through, so we're not bringing the kids.
Who do you want in or summer?
Good question. I really don't know.
No. Do you trust them to get it right? That's my other.
No, I don't trust them.
Because we're in a loop.
I don't know. So he's just a good, isn't he? You know what I mean? We're not being run by football people. The Blaze is just very interested in his dollar, isn't he?
Well, until they go, but.
Now we can do.
Top man. Thanks for that.
See you, buddy. No worries.
You've been all right, though.
Yeah. Are you okay?
This lot's doing all right. I've been all right.
I'm struggling to sell them at the moment. You're not scoring goals. If he was firing them in, I have no doubt they would have gone by now.
Entertaining the crowd.
I've never heard
fan. Are we still doing this?
Yeah,
well,
I've left
it
on. You can edit.
Yeah, alright. So there's nothing wrong with it, but I just like to know that ultimately you don't beat Burnley. It's frustrating, and I get you can't go from A to B, but I'm tired of being a team that goes, well, we're in D and we need to go to C before we're B. I'm just tired of that.
But
that
I was thinking, do you know what? It'd be nice to get a 9-0 repeat again from last season against them. And I was sat there thinking, well, the way that the officials were refereeing the games at the moment, we'll be getting a Bobby Stokes offside against Southampton, won't we? That's the way that it's going, isn't it? So,
yeah. I still, Percy, I'm not dissing Poch. I just want him to get it right. So I just want the next manager to be the right call. And doesn't ever get someone in.
It's going to be 6 years, let's be honest, isn't it, in May, since we've won a trophy.
But he's going to be confronted when he comes in. You're going to sign, like I say, Lewandowski's a year too early because we won't sign him, still in his prime.
No.
So, can we make a deadline bid for Josh King? Sorry, this is me being optimistic.
We can make one.
I'll go through to. you know, I just see it, we're very weak-minded. You just don't want our team being tested. As soon as we're tested, then that will go. And I did laugh, you know, Luke Shaw saying media lies. Well, I know for a fact categorically a few people. And 3 weeks ago, Luke, you said this dressing room's attitude is questionable on TV. So it's not, you know, they're using something. And I get that the media are against us. Fuck them. Fuck them all. I just want a team to have pride in. You know, a set of players on that pitch, you care about it as much as these people here like us.
It's fucking
exactly.
Hurricane, right. It feels like.
What do you reckon?
1-0.
Oh,
God.
Go on, Nick.
Well, no, I was always trying to breathe some positivity in it, and then you went on a big rant how we're going to sign Josh King in the summer. So it's not. I was like, well, I think we might win today, but
no, we will win today.
It's the
surely
it's the Master V the Apprentice, isn't it today?
If we play like the second half the other day.
No, but if we play like the first, but why aren't we a 90-minute side?
We haven't been all season.
No, but we haven't had a
start. He said the other day, though, didn't he, that when they go off plan, that's when it all goes to shit.
When we went off plan with Solskjaer, that's when it all went well.
Yeah.
So I don't know where this is going anymore. I'm all very confused by it all. But you've got to start from the start. I still think with that. And when you get a new manager, it doesn't help. And you have that change.
But maybe it's a bit of old man frustration that how many times we've been saying we can't go A to D. There comes a point when we're going to have to confront. We were second last year. So we were, you know, we all doubted Europa League was a pivotal moment. But that was the point. Like, this year we kick on and we haven't kicked on. So fucking Leicester won a Premier League in recent history. They didn't go fucking D to A. They just had a pump. Sometimes they have a fucking pump at this club because we've won enough in gambling. We'll win today. And this is my mojo in a happy mood.
Is it? That's you happy.
But I am deeply frustrated about this football club. I have a itch from the Super League. I hate the fucking owners. I think our shambolic ad hoc way of doing things is shit. But I think our team can go to Old Trafford and beat Southampton at home.
Should bloody hope so. Good God. But man, you, we said that about Burr last week. So I have to say, I am confident. I still think we'll be. I think this is the game we're going to show for 60 minutes. And we'll just get that extra bit more than what we've previously had over the last two.
Yeah,
that's the way it's going to trend. And it reminds me of this a lot of when Klopp took over at Liverpool. And it wasn't very great. It wasn't like very, you know, fluid straight away. He was getting a lot of draws. And they weren't scoring a lot. They weren't conceding anything. And then he's gone on and built something. So
a lot of
maybe
it,
that's my optimistic
a lot
side
of
kicking
it
in.
Over the last few years, there's always been that one step forward, two steps back. And we're not getting out of that rut of yo-yoing back and forward. You know, if we can just have a bit of consistency, not necessarily win everything, but you know, it's the smaller teams that we struggle against because we can't do, you know, because they shop, we can't get through them. Whereas when we play the bigger teams, because it's more open, that suits us better. And it's been like that for years.
But we can't defend them. Well,
no.
Maybe we can't in the round. Well, they couldn't really start the season, no. And that's why Liverpool put five passes and City embarrassed us here. What was an absolute demolition of a 2-0 victory, but it felt like it was about 8-0.
Well,
and we got annihilated 2-0. I don't think anyone's ever been annihilated 2-0 until that day.
Yeah.
Well, that's the problem, Will. So it's finding that balance, isn't it, between the two, and that's why I think you sit it, isn't it? Because you want to do it differently.
It also depends on the next manager that comes in and how the club buying what that manager wants, because obviously they're starting to look now for new players. But are they going to suit what that new manager actually wants? Are they talking to those new managers to get the ideas?
Yeah, but you'd hope that Ralph would be thinking that, and they'd be thinking along the same lines as the next manager. He's obviously going to be there as the appointment.
Yeah.
So you'd be thinking that anyone that he's looking at would think, well, this is what we think the squad is. What are your thoughts on it? And then you pick your manager based on, are you aligned in your thought process on what this team is? That's common sense. Whether they do that or not, I don't trust them to
make that decision.
United
don't have common sense.
But that's what he should be doing.
I think it's impossible. We could still scan the Champions League. Right, yeah. Let's on that note, 1-0, I'm going 5-0.
Oh, you're not.
No, you're not.
Right,
3-0.
Oh,
right.
I'll go for 2-1 to Southampton.
Cheers. Right, I've ruined Nick's day. I'm a man who's about to get thrown in the canal. It's been a cacophony of fuck ups, incidents and accidents. What's that song? So basically the tram is third world. There's protesters who happen to do it on the day that we selfishly want to get back into town and have a pint. So we're basically, having sold Nick and Nathan in the pouring rain, we're now having to walk back to town. Please get the fucking buses back on. So we've decided to do a podcast, because otherwise Nick's just going to kill me. So I've got a few random things, and then we're going to leave it out to the others, and I promise I'm not going to speak. I'll go first, if that's all right, Nick.
You go first.
Because you know me. So I did have hope, foolishly. I left. The first half was okay, and okay is good for United these days. And I left thinking, I've seen this game probably 50 times in the last 6 or 7 years. Not Van Gaal, because it had been boring, and that result, but we've seen that exact type game. But the nuance to the Ralph period of this is we start all right, and then we go to pieces. Sorry, you're not going to like this, people, but I actually felt a bit pity for Maguire, because that was shambolic to get done in exactly the same manner twice. Is he that conscious trying to protect a penalty that he's just turned to jelly? I'm going to turn it to Nick, who's got lots of hatred. I just wanted a win. John bought Oscar for his first game, so sat with us. And that's two of our lot who we bought kids to their first games of season. Played two, not 1-1. And I just wanted to win for him, that innocence. That's why I was trying to warn, I wasn't getting carried away. Where's gegenpressing? And I'm not trying to dig Ralphie out because he's new to it. But a mate, two people messaged me on Tuesday and went, he's the supply teacher that everyone knows. They can basically do with what they want. Where's gegenpressing? We pressed for like a little period in the second half, and then that's it, it goes. Like a team like Southampton, limited in the choices and the options they have, do it for 90 minutes or do it when the manager then says stop. We'll run down the clock in the last 10 minutes. The ref was fucking diabolical. But again, if we are literally looking at the ref every game, there's something wrong. That could have been just an Ollie performance. And I don't know how you solve it, knowing Rashford is just diabolical. His head's gone, he's just not right. Ronaldo has looked fucking, what did you call it, a bad joke?
Ronaldo.
I mean, and the roof leaked on me. I used to call Ollie out for so slow stubs. Cavani, who I loved a month ago, is he just picking and choosing when he fancies it? So you don't have the subs ready. But make a sub. Rashford was so clearly off the boil. And then I used to call Ollie out, not being on the touchline. And there was a period where I thought, deja vu, I've seen this game hundreds of times recently. That Phelan was leaning on the lamppost. Is it a George Formby? Leaning on the wall. Oh me, oh my. Ralph's not out. You've got Darren Fletcher, who I think should be in the stands. And I don't want to be negative. I said to Chris, I'm tired of feeling morose about United. I wanted to bring a bit of optimism into me, but they're sapping it out of us.
They should do something about it, though.
And I cannot see. Honestly, I just feel for Ralph. I did say I was very worried about this interim thing. And it's like, it could really get shitter, though, trust me. And like, go on, Nick. I don't want to rant today.
I was saying to you then that it's... You look at the Middlesbrough and the Burnley game, and we look at a Championship side and the side that bottom of the Premier League. And I was sat there trying to be finding some positives, really, for it, thinking, well, we can still build from it, you know. And as I said before the game, it's you still have to build from the back and have to, you know, go forward and, you know, make sure you do. But we keep just scoring one goal a game, and you can't win a game of football. You can't win many games of football anyway by just scoring a goal. And you know, everyone's saying, well, the positives that we created loads of chances from the last two games. I just don't really feel like we created anything, really, after the goal. We scored, and I thought we were great until we scored. And then as soon as Sancho scored, it was like, right, okay, well, let's change what we were doing, what was working. We'll put Sancho on the right, we'll put Rashford down on the left. And it just was kind of like, well...
And then we start passing to Sancho.
That's the
thing.
Is there
any influence he'd had where you thought, this is encouraging?
But he wanted the ball, though. The thing is, he wanted the ball and wanted to go.
The side of, another lad on Twitter went, teams over the last 3 or 4 years now look at United and go, in the reverse of Fergie and Spurs, they go, lads, it's United. And I've said that for that you don't... But to have the feeling that, A, we're 40 minutes from the fucking pint, and every team fancies it against every team.
But it's not.
Don't even have to.
It's the same thing.
We've got Liverpool City to play away. God help us.
It's the same. It's the same blueprint, though, isn't it? It's like the teams come there, they set themselves up well, and then they just sit there and try and frustrate and time waste. And it's like we don't have a response to it. You know, we always say we lack creativity, but we lack being able to keep our own heads. And you know, there's a lot to be said for that in football. I just think that we've got a mentally weak football team. And it shows today when the ball's in the air, and it really pissed me off on Tuesday at Burnley. There's all these little 50-50 headers in the middle of the pitch, and no one wants to go up and win a header. How's Maguire 6'5" or whatever he is and can't win a header in open play? It's just like, and I know we're being unfair because we've mentioned him already, but he is an example of someone you think he's big and you think you should be able to win a header.
We all know we lack leaders, but him as a leader, when he can't even fucking tie his own shoelaces. And there was a bit, this isn't on him, but did you see when they had their striker that had a shot in the second half? It deflected. And United just stood still. And it, a bit like City, where the player fell down, he collected his own ricochet about 20 yards away. It's like...
You can't do
that. Like, where's second balls?
Yeah.
Just the basics of football and a lack of understanding. Oh, I'm tired. Like, these podcasts are deja vu. I just want to talk shit. I don't want to... I'm trying to remove myself. But, you know, like, in your moments where you... There's a leaking bridge in honour of leaking Old Trafford. But like I thought, we know Ronaldo will probably go in the summer. Right, it was worth a try. I got giddy. Many of us got giddy. It's going to probably end in not very happy times. But I thought, we are looking. We probably need 3 strikers, 2 midfielders, a centre-back and a right-back this summer. And how many of those are we going to get? So... We hope that they have a plan. If we all knew that there was a plan, a strategy in place that we could all get behind, we could write off this season because you'd go, you know what, United have got their act together. But it's this feeling that for so many of us, A, we just want to go in for 90 minutes, put away all the shit, every shit, you know, Avram shit, all the shit. And we just want to sit there and watch our team win a game of football. And we want them to be proud of, you know, to be proud of them, thinking they're giving their all, they've left that pitch, nothing's been left. And you think, no, you go to bed tonight thinking, how long are we in this, Mike? Sorry, Nick.
Well, we're going to be in it for a while, aren't we? We're not getting out of any time soon. The thing is that I find that's quite interesting since Ralph's come in, though, is that we were looking at defensive midfielder as being like the number one position to target. And it was kind of like, well, yeah, if it's Declan Rice, for example, and we're going to spend 100 million on him, then go and get him. But I have to say that when I look at that midfield three today and I look at McTominay in a holding role, I look at Bruno and look at Pogba. I mean, okay, Drew, he's out of Pogba, whether he stays or not or whatever, and if his head's right. But you look at that as a midfield three and you think, well, that's certainly not the area that you should be prioritising, you know. And then you look at it and you think, well, do you know, we spent 80 million, the world record fee on a defender. And I think, judging on most recent performances, the position that needs addressing the most is centre-half. Because, you know, we wouldn't have conceded that goal against Burnley on Tuesday night if Maguire doesn't overcommit. And we wouldn't have conceded today if, you know, if whoever it was, if it was Varane and Dalot and Maguire, all of them all culpable for that goal. You know, if they didn't overcommit there as well. So I think that this is the thing, is that we're now going full circle with Ralphie, where I'm looking at it thinking, well, maybe that's not the area that we need to address, and it's a different area, and strikers now becoming more and more apparent because no one can put the ball in the back of the net.
Well, and also two of them will be off. Cavani and Ronaldo will be off.
Probably,
I know their age will be a good opportunity, but if you're not going to spend the money...
It'll be back to what it was last year, though, where it goes.
It comes down... Again, he was asked, you know, what plans have you done? What input have you made? with the board. He says, we've not had those conversations yet. It goes to the deeper worries that the man who's supposed to be the consultant to sort out this mess
hasn't consulted him immediately from being
implied.
And you
don't want to say, go on, Fletcher, fucking take it. What is more important? The long term next 5 to 10 years is more important now than this season. Sorry to say that, Red. So you almost say, Ralph, if you are good at what you do, fucking get in there. Get into the level. I don't give a shit about whether, you know, how many we score against Brighton. But you know what I mean? It's where are our priorities? They just want to make top fourth. So we can build, what, beat fucking cat kickers and fucking ball-denying managers at Spurs and fucking Kinoche-drinking latte fuckers at Arsenal. You know, like, what are our ambitions here as a club? We need a complete reset. Anyway, what did the bloke say next to you about Pogba? This made me laugh.
Oh, God, yeah. It's a different seat every week, the one that's to the, my right-hand side. And he called him Pogamole today. Honestly, these Pogba fanboys and these Martial fanboys are a different kind of breed, I think, to you and I, and how they see football. But I don't know what a Pogamole is. I don't know what go-on Pogamole means, but and I don't want to know. I don't want to find out.
Pogba's put in three, OK. You know, and that's, again, it's like, oh, that's OK. And he's been one of the better players. Sancho, if he stops, like, when Burnley, and I think he's been a positive, where he cuts back inside with the ball, you know, like, does a little shimmy. If you take the man on, go on, the crowd will love it, and we might get a bit more positive results. You've also got an omen, a happy omen, that might not have played off, but go on, tell us.
Who?
Your 2011 love story in
Ireland. Oh, it wasn't really a love story as such, was it? It was just more sort of stipulating that you look at what Varane was doing in 2011, and he sat there getting signed for Real Madrid. He's going on doing that, but Maguire at the same time was there, and I remember being for the FA Youth Cup in 2011 as well, when we beat Sheffield United, and he was on the other side that day. And it's just quite a nice story that I think that they've gone in different ways.
Maybe it had a happy ending. Well, we're not even going to get to St Petersburg, literally, because of the possible war. and as if the gods are mocking us, I can now hear trams effortlessly going
just gliding past
away.
Us.
It's like there'll be 500 people.
And we're still another 25 minutes potentially from Pier.
I think we sold about 75 today. To everyone who came up in those conditions to support and say nice words, thanks everyone, seriously. I don't know. It's like, you know, on this, sometimes I don't finish my sentences and I listen back and I think, just finish what you were fucking going to say, Barney. It's like the team are like that with a football. Finish what you were going to do.
Yeah.
Finish what the next act. I did make me laugh. I was talking to an older reader who wants us to fight, and we're trying, about this new farce of concessions after, you know, attend 11 games next season. And I was having a reasonable, mature conversation about how wrong it was. And then these three blokes, who I thought were United, but really pissed. How do people get that pissed at 12:20 on a Saturday afternoon?
Because we're up at 5:40 like you.
Badges? Where do we buy scars from? And I said, look, they'll be down there. And, you know, they're not going to buy a fanzine. They're getting louder and learier. And then one turned and just went, and you're shit ground. So I just went, why don't you fucking fuck off, you cunt? And I thought, mate, and then this poor old reader, I'm sorry, mate, Gary, he looked at me like, I didn't expect that sort of expletive to come out, but it all came out, and that was before the game. To the bloke who abused me after the game for selling the fanzine, as I said, it's not my fault, I'm not on the pitch. If I were, you could kick shit out of me like a cat. But I'm not. So you don't need to have a go at fanzine sellers.
I would love it if it was your fault, though. That would be great. Like, <What's> that? Like it's you picking the team. It is worrying, though, isn't it, that we've had that slight increase of calibre, though, today. And it's like we've not been able to even sustain 45 minutes of good football. You know, it went down to more like 25 minutes. And you just think, well,
and
is that going to be the same?
Myself included. That I really clapped him off thinking, yeah. Just in the desperation to win a game of football, and the stat I refer, you know, we're less than 50% from this season. And it, our desperation, and I get it, I'm intrigued to see how he's doing and what he's doing at Derby, it's really interesting. But in our desperation for this to be fixed, you know, some, and mates are going, Rooney. And you think, no, we've got to let him.
Let it go.
We've got to let him succeed, fail, we've got to let him even maybe go to Everton, see how he can handle it, succeed, fail, and then see you in 4 or 5 years' time, because that's what big clubs do. They go, look, he's desperate to come here, your day will come. But we certainly don't go after he's not, 1 year he's, management.
Well, he's not going anywhere, is he? That's the thing.
That's
it's like,
nor is Pochettino, as I keep saying. Nor did Jose, even though we missed the boat on, you know, that
but,
one.
Well, this also comes
they
back
don't
to...
don't go away, the managers. So, make your logical plea.
People want this...
You've got to remember,
people,
the answer,
people want this job, don't
plan.
They, though? You know, they want this job still and they want to be the man that's going to turn it around. You know, you look at Jose, he thought he was big enough to be that person that was going to come and turn it around. And it comes back to saying, well, there's no point giving it Rooney yet because, I mean, he isn't going to go anywhere. And it's very similar to what it was like with Solskjaer. It was like, well, and Nathan always harped on about it to his credit, and he always said, well, there's no need for us to offer him a contract. You know, in the middle of March, it's like, he's not going anywhere. Let's see how the season plays out. And so there's no need to go after Rooney. And it's like, he already said, didn't he, this week, and he's walked down the red carpet that he'll never turn down the United job if he's offered it. And he probably wouldn't.
But you know, like the kid at the sweet shop, he wants it all and doesn't take the time to sit down. You know, again, it goes not football men, the Glazers, in their fucking ivory towers in Florida, never attending, never caring unless it's a bottom line. And how many times on this? If you tell people fourth is enough, they all think fourth is enough. And I'm just, I didn't want to feel like Oscar's first game, I didn't want to feel like this today, so.
We can't control that, though. That's the thing.
No, and that is football. It is about the ups and downs. But say the Infinity in the 80s, and it was fucking much worse than this, the football. But at least you know. No, and I even put it, plug, the Archie Knox interview. You know, he wasn't talented. He wasn't good. His career was way on the wane before we got him. But he, even with the abuse from United Road, he had a go and he kept trying. And... can't you just take that? Maybe I'm doing a disservice because they're not trying, you know. Not downing tools. God help us, they down tools 3 months into a fight. But where are we going?
I don't think you can...
metaphysically, where are we going?
I don't know, but I don't think you can accuse them of that today. I thought that, you know, we just weren't good enough. I actually thought that, for today, though, I thought we genuinely put the effort in. We just lacked the quality. You know, you look at people are asked and you see Bruno and Pogba and people trying to kick off with different players and stuff. And it's like, you kind of want to see that. And you see other people, like the guy who called Pogamola, he was stood next to me going, no, Pogba, don't do that. And it's like, no, fucking show a bit of fight. If you want to grab another player and show that you're asked, I'm pretty sure that every other 1,000 odd people that sat behind me are all thinking the same thing.
And Ben made a point. Fucking confidence is massive. You know, we saw that with Ollie. If you win 5-6 games of football, you think you can win 7. Southampton come here today because they won on Tuesday or Wednesday. They're much more confident. It's a massive thing, but we're also a very fickle mentality with the squad we've got. That any, you just don't expect them to come back. Should we just not talk? Song was awful, but fucking didn't even last a minute, did it? Gergen, Press and Ralphie.
No, it faded away, just like things can only get better with Jadon Sancho. Sancho.
Let's see his second season. Go on, Nick. I don't think...
He's still a positive.
I'm saying the things I've said 1,000 times, and I promise you people, I've almost finished my head. It's a happy one next time, because...
You keep saying that.
I can't... The mindset... And it was lovely seeing all the kids today and the community. But as I said, I don't think, you know, the ABUs with their twatish, the United mentality, and they're so greedy. We're not. Just want to win a game. Like today, it was isolation. Worry about Tuesday and Brighton. We just wanted to beat one game so we could all on our Saturdays after shit weeks, good weeks, bad weeks, happy weeks, go, our team won. Again, is no buses, trams that take forever, United not even caring, because I do think they're complicit, they should all smash heads together, sort it out. Do a very cockney accent there, so
sort it out. I was saying to you before then, Manny, and I was like, you know, I remember we did Chelsea away a few years ago, and I remember running for the tube, and it was like the next tube was in 2 minutes. And I remember just thinking, why am I running for the tube so much? Like, the next one's going to be in 2 minutes. And it's like, and every single time we got on the tram here, and we just got to the tram stop, and it's like, 21-minute wait for a tram. And Barney's just like, seething. And it's, I'm like, well, you just kind of get used to it, really, when you're dealing with the good old Manchester Metro.
76,000 people would be in the same place. Why did nobody alert, you know? What is this thing that has 76,000? Shouldn't someone tell one in the car? And there's a fucking other tram to stick two big fingers at us. I'm really slowing you down, Nick. You're going to throw me in?
No, we're not going to throw you. I will do if you don't speed up a little bit. There's a nice pale ale waiting for me. And we've got another 20 minutes yet.
But this is slippery as fuck when it's snowing.
Yeah, it's not nice.
Not nice. You've got a nice meal planned, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. At least that'll cheer me up. I just want to be warm now. That's all I'm thinking about after that. Was one of the coldest cells I've done for a very long time.
Brighton as well.
The worst three was Brighton. Brighton in the cup, and I think we beat 4-0. My God, that was cold. City when we got beat 2-1 in the derby, and it snowed, and one of the hot dog vendors came out and gave me a cup of tea for free and said, you need that. And it wasn't even optional, it was just, please, like, you know.
But
you have this.
Fucking joke as well, by the way.
It is a joke.
You see this? Is that fancy? It's Burnsdale Gibbon, which we got basically less chalked off for. But as I say, look, I just hope, and this isn't a dig, please don't say, but for everyone who thinks I can see progress or we're building something, I admire you, and it's not a patronising way. I really hope you're right, because I hope I'm wrong. I've just got a feeling we'll have more days like this. I might join this later if it talks shit, but I think I'm done, because I don't want to bring people's mood down. And I'm feeling all right, because I sort of, because we've done it before. Nick, go on and finish off, Nick.
I don't really think there's any positives after that, so it's kind of hard to finish on a positive, apart from probably a bit of Sancho and Pogba form, but I think that's probably about the extent of what we have for today.
Right recently, isn't he? Wan-Bissaka's not even.
I wouldn't put him in that bracket, just because I don't really think that doing all right constitutes getting a good mention. You know, just because he's been slightly better than what other people have been doesn't mean that he's been good. It's safety in numbers, isn't it? So you have to be careful of that. But I don't know. The progress I was confident for before the game, I was expecting it to carry into today, and it's not, with a slightly upped level of opposition, and I'd imagine that it'll be a similar outcome against Brighton. I mean, out of all the games that he's played, the only positive I can think of is that we've been beaten once. So I think you've got to take some form of solace in that and think, well, we're building something there. Might not be great, but it's something. It's tough to beat. When we were playing under Ole, and you were thinking, God, I don't even think we're going to get a draw here. You just thought we were going to get beat towards the end of it. So, I mean, that's something in itself. You know, it's been
being flippant and wrong by saying, oh, come on, Nick.
Maybe, but, you know, I'm trying to look for something positive. Yes. And when I do, I always get shot down. I don't even agree with myself sometimes. I'm just trying to say things so it's not complete doom and gloom.
Well, the positives, we're still Manchester United supporters, and I do mean that. But the community is doing much better than so many of the shithouses all around inside. But it's a new era. Dickie Arnold's global fucking blockchain bollocks is leading the way. Hallelujah. That's me. Are we done? Let the others take over.
So we got an extension. We finally made it to Pier Hat after an extremely lengthy walk here against the elements. I've got a fair few reds around here. I've already spoken, so you don't want to hear me again. So I'm going to pass you around in a clockwise fashion if you want to run it off. And if you've got anything that's upbeat and that's not football related, then we'll start. But if you're going to talk about football and you're going to be negative, then I can't put you on.
No, Jab's going to talk, because Jab's not appeared for a while.
Yeah,
can I just say, I'm interrupting the bit that I said I wouldn't.
Off. He said he wasn't. You take charge and sort it.
I loved Cavani a month ago, but why has that become an issue as well? That you don't know if
you said that. You said
did
that.
I?
Yes.
All right.
You said that.
Move on. Right.
He's duplicating it.
But
Jesus,
you said something, one last thing, and I promise. He said something great. He said, always remember, though, what's that flag, Samat? Nothing on earth like being a red. So sometimes I'm too miserable for my own good. Right, carry on.
And he still shot me down when I said that on the wing. So he's changed his tune now. So I'm going to go to you, Jav. You give me your thoughts of where United are at the moment and on the day as well.
At the moment,
I don't know where to fucking start, to be quite honest.
You start from minute one and work to minute
nine. Minute one and minute nine. It's just about today. I don't really know. I thought when the new guy came in and Ollie was at the end, and he was clearly at the end by the time he was done, and I didn't want to see him go, I loved him a bit, but he clearly was at the end when he was at the end. And one of the things I was looking for was to see how the players were going to react when he'd gone. Because what I was looking for was, I didn't really want to see this instant turnaround, because for me that would have said that if they can do it for this guy, why couldn't they do it for fucking Ollie? And I'd seen so many people walking around that pitch like they've got a slapped ass. And to be fair, I didn't see that straight away. And I can sort of see shoots of recovery. And I can sort of start getting excited a bit. But these last three or four games, it's just fucking rinse, repeat. It's like Groundhog Day. I almost think sometimes I haven't seen us create this many chances in quite a while, which is really positive. But we're supposed to have one of the best forward lineups in the bloody league, and we can't put the ball away. We're missing all the goals. We're heading straight and goaling from the yard out, and we should be putting these guys to bed straight away. And today, for me, I don't know, there was no surprise element to it. It was like watching Burnley again. It was like watching West Ham again.
That's what Barney said. He said, you know, it feels like you've seen that game 50, 60 times now in the last few years. It's just this continuity of the same thing every single game, though, isn't it? You know, the last three have been a pretty much carbon copy of each other.
Absolutely. Well, I did a bit of research. I walked back into town today. Four out of the last six games we've scored first and not won. Like, we keep scoring and then conceding, and then
it's the opposite, like, of what Hull is.
I've made some notes today, and Groundhog Day was the first thing that I wrote, because it's the same thing over and over and over again. And it started, well, that's the thing, like, I think this run of games, it was six games ago, I think, where it was Villa, where we were 2-0 up and we conceded two, and since then, like, We scored a last kick of the game goal against West Ham in that time. But other than that, we've scored a goal and then we've conceded. And like today, like the Middlesbrough game, I was watching that and I was like, I put in the group, I was like, we're going to score. It looked like we're going to score. Today, it didn't look like we were going to score.
We could have played all night.
Yeah. It didn't feel like we were going to score. It was one of them games where you know it's not going to happen.
Well, I don't understand, like, I don't know, I'm like a broken record. I've said it a few times. And I think we've got to give something that the squad is very fragile mentally, but it just takes... It's like you can have a dominant spell for 30 minutes, and if you don't capitalise on it, all right, we scored one today, but you should have scored more in that spell. And then it only takes one thing to go against them, and it's kind of game over. You know, one equaliser, and rather than rally and just think, heads down, we just do what we've done before, and we score again, it's just gone. And it just seems to me that they're just so fragile. I just want to say one thing on a positive, because I might not speak again. And it's not football, but if you look at Barney's Twitter account, we have quite an ongoing joke about, once I said drunkenly in Brussels that Deirdre Barlow, in her heyday, was quite a fetching looking young lady. And Barney put a picture up, yesterday or whatever it was, on Friday, and tagged me in it with a picture of Deirdre Barlow. But if you look at that picture, she was a fine looking woman in that picture. And I deny anyone to argue against that. So that's a positive. Look at Deirdre Barlow and think of the beauty in that. And forget second half Man United.
This is why we get shade on.
That sounds like a Twitter status in itself, doesn't it? Deirdre Barlow is a looker. If you think different, you're all mad.
Yeah.
And I think dragging it back to football and second half, just look at Deirdre Barlow, be grateful for that. And...
Do you think, though, that the reason that, like, whenever we do concede and there's no comeback, is because we've got no... There isn't any real leaders, because our captain is not a leader. Harry Maguire, like...
Oh, we've done Maguire. I thought we've already slagged him off.
No, I know, but... positive.
You're supposed to be positive, but Nathan's on it, and he's never been positive in the whole years we've been doing this. So.
But it's true, though, isn't it? Like, who's grabbing them by the scruff of the neck and saying, right, come on, we'll go again? I don't think there's anyone...
On the pitch.
That,
on the pitch.
No, that's what I mean.
On the pitch,
true. That's not true. The PR companies, for their Instagram accounts, say that every single week. So don't you sit here and tell me that they don't say, let's go again, because we will go again against Brighton on Tuesday night.
That team lacked discipline. I sit near the dugout, and the first half... Rangnick, Fletcher, the bull bloke who's, you know, from the MLS, whoever all these people are, they're telling Pogba and Fernandes where to play. They're ill disciplined. We're behind. You chase the game by keeping the ball, keeping it wide, keeping it simple. We're punting balls into the box and making fouls. The team have got no discipline at all. That's enough about football for me. The best thing about today, pub afterwards, me and Mike, we've been looking at pictures from Ayanapa.
Of Deirdre Barlow?
No, not from Deirdre Barlow. To be honest, anyway. One of the pictures where Mike was cuddling up with, you know, Deirdre Barlow might have been a better option.
I preferred
Debbie Harry on the ball. But we've been reminiscing about European away games from 20 years ago that my phone still got some pictures of. So that's the positive for today, is forgetting all the shit from today and looking back at what fun we used to have 20 years ago. And that was off the pitch as well.
To be fair...
I just think it's a confidence thing.
You're back to football, mate.
You started. I just think it's a confidence thing. I really believe that a lot of it is up here, and somehow they've just got to get that. I mean, Ronaldo needs a goal. He needs a blinding goal just to get him going again. And a lot of the players, they're not as bad as what they're playing, but their confidence is shot.
And I think it works the other way, because I think watching the last few games, Sancho's confidence is getting better and better.
Yeah,
I think.
Exactly,
so I think that's the opposite. Like, and we can't talk about everything, but I think he knows he's got a place in this team every week now.
I think,
and he looks like he's getting more and more confident. And like you say, that's a positive. I'll use that. That's a positive. He looks like he's getting better.
Anyone else with a positive while we're on
to be fair, the other night, the Burnley game, Sancho plucked about four balls out of the air. His touch is there. He's got it all. He just needs to come into himself. You know, you can see it's happening. Give him a bit of time. But, you know, you look at that team, and someone said to me a few days ago, if you look at that squad, which player would you be upset if they left? And the answer is probably no. Now, years gone by, you know, Ronaldo left, everyone was gutted, you know. Keane left when Juventus was sniffing back in whatever it was, 2001, right? You'd be gutted if certain players leaving certain points, Brian Robson before that, right? Would you be upset from a football point of view if any one of those players left?
I think Sancho, I think, falls into that category, because I think that he's finally started to show what he's capable of.
He's getting there.
That's my opinion. I'm very pro Sancho.
Ferran, maybe, but you look at that squad.
I think he's got something that we'll be able to take forward for the next 10 years. I think he's that good. We've seen that he's now starting to kick on a little bit. You can maybe argue that De Gea you keep because he's got a league medal and he knows what it takes. Maybe Varane, he must be sat there thinking, fuck me, what have I joined? That's what he must be thinking. He's like, this
absolutely
is a shower of shit.
But you look at it,
that's the only three
but if they left, would you be that upset? Like you would have been with Ronaldo leaving the first time round, with a Keane leaving in you know, early 2000s. I don't think you would. I don't think you look at that squad and think, you know, they've got the character to play for United. You know, you look at that performance today, punting balls into the box. Varane was guilty of that. 2 minutes to go, he's punted a long ball in the box. It's not how you win a game when you're chasing a game. You keep the ball wide, you're patient, you wait for the one chance, and you get it. It's really immature. Like, you know, I think the team just lacks discipline, immaturity. They don't know how to win. I don't know how to close the game out. They're not fit enough.
From the last three matches,
but they weren't fit enough. You know, Solskjaer joined, they weren't fit enough. Rangnick's joined, they're not fit enough.
That's why we're tired. That's the thing, that's why we could dominate a game for 45 minutes.
To be fair today, I didn't want to talk about it. Because I don't want to lower the town. The first 20-30 minutes.
Just when they think I'm out, they pull me back in.
It's the same, isn't it? First 20-30 minutes. actually, we look all right now. We look quite dangerous. We get the ball wide, play nice football. The clock is blowing on their arse after 35 minutes. They're not fit enough. That's the crux of it. They're not fit enough to play this style of football. So do you not play this football?
And we come back to the Dan James argument again, though, which we keep going back to every single week.
Let's move on for Dan James.
His ability's not great, but he fits that system.
Let's play Usain Bolt, shall we? So, if you're going to want someone a speed coach.
I'd be a bit harsh there. I mean, he's scored two good goals, but he's capable of football.
He was never good enough. He's a workaholic, you know. You're going to play football, he did a job, but he's not good enough.
And Rennie's first two games in Crystal Palace and Newcastle. I mean, to me, he was playing like how you want to see a United side play. Pushing up, high up front, pushing on and to me, I almost feel he changed, and I think he changed because they're not fit enough to play that game.
I think I'm getting to a point where I feel like we should have Ralph to set us up and play the first half, and then at half time we bring Ole in with Mike Phelan, you know, with Etal, and go, right, come on, how do we turn this around? How do we keep it going for the second half? Because it's that's where we're at now, aren't we? Where it's like you can start well for fun. We couldn't start a game well under Solskjaer, but you finish it well.
I'll tell you what, I think Willow gave a very good comment about leadership on the pitch. I think the gentleman here gave a very good comment about character. And Ranić said in his press conference this week about when we conceded the goal, we didn't follow the game plan. I think we've got a lot of fair weather footballers. And when we kick off at the moment and we're following the plan and we're creating chances and it's all going our way, I think everything's hunky-dory. I think we should be putting the ball in the back of the net more often, definitely. But I think you're right. I don't think the character's there in the squad, and I certainly don't think it's there on the pitch. That if it isn't going our way, and let's be honest, it's never going to go your way for 90 minutes. And especially when you get into latter stages of competitions, you can come up against some good teams, and you're going to have to do periods of defending. Christ almighty, we can't even put 90 minutes together against some of the lesser teams at the moment, let alone some of the better teams. And for me, that's what's missing. I don't know what happened at one point, but Pogba and Bruno were having a bit of a debate about who should be doing what, but nobody's taking it by the scruff of the neck and saying, Reed, let's get back to the game plan. We can do this, lads. Let's get back on our game. All of a sudden, when it starts to go against us, you can see people start to shrink.
No leader on the pitch.
You can see people start to
panic.
It's the wrong word.
Bickering amongst themselves rather than, you know, just not one person needs to get a hold of them and say,
I think it was a positive though. I think that Ralph is seeing that though. I do think that he's seeing that. There's not a lot he can do about it because, you know, obviously the transfer window is short. But I think that if we can see that, I think that should bode well, hopefully, for us in the summer. I think that's a positive. I think he's supposed to be that key figure that's going to lay between the team and the ball. That's what he should be able to see. And I think he can spot that because he's had the balls to take.
Sure, he's not going to be involved come June.
Exactly.
He will have nothing. Rangnick will have nothing to do with the club come June. If you think that he's going to be there for the next 2 years, you're deluded.
If he's there for 2 years, he won't be influential.
He's not going to be. No.
So it's again, it's the misguided direction of the club. We've got a certain way. We've brought a guy in for 6 months who's changing the total philosophy of the place for 6 months. What's it going to be like in June, July? You know, do you need another sort of player?
He decides to keep himself on.
You're saying he's not going to have anything to do with it. So what is the plan? Have they got a plan?
If he's not involved in the club in the next 2 years, as Nathan suggested, then no.
Because
that's supposed to be the plan. At least see it through. That's the plan, see it through.
Yeah, that's meant to be the plan, but I don't see that. I think it's literally a case of he wanted that money. I don't think that he was going to come in for 6 months because he had a steady job. If they say, well, we'll give you this and you can be a consultant, like quotation marks, for the next 2 years, they've not said that he's going to move on to the board. You're a consultant. What is a consultant? Like, literally, they're paying him for the next three years or whatever it is, whether he's involved or not. So it's just, I don't think at the time when it happened, it was like, yeah, that's, we hoped that was what it was going to be because it was common sense that we're signing someone, we're getting someone who's going to be a manager and then he's going to move upstairs. When was the last time that common sense actually came into anything that they've made?
To do something like that, you've got to be having mind with him who is going to be the next manager.
But the proof in the pudding was January, right? If he was going to be there for 2 years, you back his philosophy and you buy players to fit his philosophy.
I hate always bringing City into it, but they made signing, like they brought, I can't remember, Tixi and the other guy in before Pep came in. They started making signings ready for when Pep joined. They had the, everything was structured ready, knowing that he was going to come and join. So if the plan was that he was going to come in, and then in 6 months' time, the Ajax guy is going to come and join, why are you not making signings ready so they're bedded in, ready to go? Because that's not smart. Listen, that's not going to happen.
That's what worries me, that there actually isn't a plan.
No, there's not a plan. There's not been a plan for the last 8 or 9 years.
That's scary, isn't it?
Let's be brutally fucking honest, right? There is no fucking plan.
No.
I know we're supposed to be positive, but there is no fucking plan. Right? The owners are only interested in making money. They couldn't give a fuck about a plan and about the football. No. And looking after the football, I haven't got a fucking clue. No. Woodward was absolutely shite. Arnold, and I've met and dealt with the man, he's just Woodward in disguise. There is no football strategy from the top to the bottom of this fucking club. They're all in it for themselves. There's no strategy, there's no unity. So how are you going to get that strategy and unity on the pitch, which is what you need to win titles and need to win cups?
And that's the thing, it starts from the top, doesn't it?
I made quite a lot of notes on the walk. I made quite a lot of notes on the walk here.
If you can think of a positive, that'll be nice though, Joe.
I'm not going to talk about all of them, but that's the thing. There's no. We made signings based on shirt sales and Instagram likes. I'm not going to say who because people are sick of me talking about the same person. But it's
just
true.
A quick interlude.
He sells badges on the stall. It's brilliant.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Me and Nick said we hate it. Not that you were right, because I still don't think. But I thought last night City might have. You know, people said our City were doing it as a joke. Last night, do you know what? There's someone at City going, fuck me, they fell for it. And it's not a dick, because he's entered a shit.
No, but how many times have we done that, though? We did it with Sanchez.
Fred.
We did it with Fred. We did it with Maguire. We keep doing it. Any player that they're linked with, we sign.
We signed Mahrez. I don't understand. Still can't sit there. We've been needing that right-sided player for years, and he was there.
As a fan base, that shot in the arm that Ronaldo gave us was fucking brilliant.
Yeah,
That day at Wolves away.
No, 100%.
It was
like when the day he signed, we were buzzing. We did a pod.
He took the ball. Right, think about this thing. In that game, and I was thinking about this today, he took the ball in that game and he ran with it, smashed it through the keeper's legs. It was shit keeping, fair enough, whatever. But I don't think I've seen him complete a dribble in a red shirt since that moment.
You're right.
And it's like, he just loses it straight away.
The chance
away,
that he's had like, today, he should have scored that. He should have scored that.
A man with the amount of goals that he scored. I don't expect him to miss that. That was the finish of a young man.
Yeah.
Put your laces through, kid. He's scored more goals than I've had six. So he knows how to finish that. That's confidence again. It's confidence in its character.
Yeah.
And
like I say, I don't.
Lifting the mood of this.
I don't. No, I think if you.
Well, I don't. That's why.
Like I say, I did make notes saying that was. But the thing that I ended with is, well, I could talk about the roof leaking again today.
It leaked on me as well.
But the one thing, like, I wasn't on it after the other night, but there was a lad who was sat next to us the other night. It was his first game and he was buzzing. Today, there was another lad sat next to me. It was a different guy and his son. It was his first game and he was buzzing. Oscar has been today and he was buzzing. That's what it is. It, like, but I'm just gutted that they're not experiencing what we like, you know. That,
I wish that they could be seeing what we were seeing. Every single one of us knows we have no divine right, and we're not asking. None of us are going, we need a trophy, we need this, and we know, like, it's passing it through, seeing the kids. But I just want, like, today for Oscar, win for Oscar, and we're not even winning games of football, and that's the. I don't, you know, like, but I said, you'll hear it, at the start of the day, I said our rate of winning league games is 50%. So I think we'll win today, 1-2. We're below 1-2, so we are not winning 1-2 league matches. And I'm sorry, I know, enough football, and United is more than the sum of all its parts, but we're owned by fuckers, they're a disgrace to this club. Get out of our club. Until the cancer goes, we're fucked. But what we are as United fans will never change. We're the greatest. I honestly believe that. But we've got a cancer at the top of this club who tried to betray us for a fucking Super League. Sorry, Smoothie. That's why I tried. I don't want to get like this every match day.
Sorry.
I just want to say one thing about what you just said. And I agree. As you know, I agree wholeheartedly everything you say, but my first game at Old Trafford was Ipswich Town
1922.
I came up with Ipswich Town fans to watch Ipswich Town. We lost United, that is, lost 1-0. I went back a Man United fan, so it's not necessary to win. It's about where you are. And the,
is that the 9-0? It's so bad.
Unfortunately, I'm older than that, Barney.
No, I know. It's special.
But it's about, I came to Old Trafford that day.
I
saw what was going on here. It's just like, this is fucking amazing.
But I tell you what, the difference
so
is,
the winning is moving. The thing.
But I tell you what, like, the difference is, and it's not the winning, but it comes to also Zuma. It comes to Zuma kicking a cat. The players today, we used to have a pint. The player might come in here, and it might be, oh, you fucking twat, that was shit earlier, and it might be fucking Milne, or it might be Robson, or it might be Whiteside, it might be Colin Gibson. But they'd come in a Manchester pub, and you'd talk to them, and they'd say, look, I'm trying my best. Now they're on 125 grand a week. They fucking kick cats. They've got no linkage to fucking. They've got no linkage to the community. They've got no linkage to supporters. They think they live in ivory towers, and that's what we're seeing the end result of. That's why they do it, and that's why I'm fed up, because they should come in a pub like this and they should talk to people and go, how do you feel about your club? And Paul English, he posted all the things, he made a point, you don't get the link, and we knew that when the barricades went up, and I didn't want to feel like this after a few times.
Sorry, Barney in here.
just as a side note, Barney said, make sure that you run the podcast and we make sure that it's positive, I'm not coming on it. They were the three bullet points, and all of them have gone out the window.
Well, what did you say? We turned it off, and Nick went, I read the last editorial and I felt fucking hell, and that's, and I wrote it and I felt like that, so the next one's about happy, because I don't want to keep miserable in you.
I tried to end this by saying about the next generation all loving it.
And I know. We are, and I'm taking Albert this month, and it's something of pride. I will always go. Is that part of the problem? People might say it. All I'm saying, it goes back three times this podcast. Sorry, Jan. I want a team to have a sense of pride in us, like we do them, to show it. And that's all I'm asking. But if you have owners that don't, then we're fucked.
Barney's nail on the head is it comes back to characters again. We've got a squad and a team of fucking individuals that are only interested in the next Instagram hit. Instagram? Have I invented something there?
You love it.
Instagram hit.
Copyright.
Thank you. Cheers, pal. But that's all they're interested in. There's no.
But the worrying thing is that's what the club's interested in. That's what I'm saying. We're making signings. Like, I don't want to keep bringing back to it, but today their goal today, they ripped through us like a knife in butter, because we've got no defence. We were crying out for, I know we keep saying it, we're crying out for a Declan Rice sort of player who's in the middle and who'll take them out. That's We, in the summer, they said, we've not got the money to sign a Declan Rice. And then, as soon as...
He's not got enough followers on Instagram.
That's the thing. As soon as Ronaldo might be going somewhere else, we've suddenly got half a million a week to spend on someone like that, who we don't need. We did not need that signing. We needed the signing that cost us the game today. No, I'm saying the lack of that signing.
I mean, Declan Rice isn't the reason why we didn't win today.
No,
Declan Rice played for United today.
Why? If you watch that goal again, they played through us like nothing. We need someone. McTominay is not that. Like, we always moaned about having two defensive midfielders. We've got McTominay there. He's not that player. We need someone who is that player, and we've not got it. And we had the opportunity to sign that, and we said we didn't have the money to do it, and we signed it on someone who sells shirts and gets Instagram likes.
That's how they sell it.
But that's the problem. That is the reason that the club's fucked. Because they're more worried about that than actually winning games.
There doesn't appear to be the homework done on players that we signed like there used to be.
No, we've got the best scouting network in the world, according to Ed Woodward, though. Which is AKA Football Manager's Day.
They're all looking at the phone and seeing it's trending on Twitter.
But we scouted 4 million
right backs and ended up with Wan-Bissaka. Yeah, well, he started off well though, didn't he? I mean, I have to say today though, I look at that back four and I think, you know, as you say before, like, what players would you keep? I probably would keep Varan because I know he's a winner, and if you get good players around him, he'd be okay. But I thought today that, and I know we've already said this, but I thought Maguire and I thought Shaw were a disgrace. They were nothing short of a fucking disgrace today. That is not even remotely resembling
the number of times that he commits too much, and he's overcommitting
from Maguire every time. Dallow's not a right back, and that's the reason why I think we lost the game today. I think it's because of somebody in the midfield.
He tried to be attacking in the second half, and he went for a stupid ball, put a big challenge in, and then the ball broke and we were on the back foot. That's not the captain's challenge on the outside line.
Right time when he got named captain though, and I still think that though. I still think it was the right time, but it's not now. Now we're a different Man United from what we were then.
That's the problem.
From when we signed him, from Ole, bringing off Ashley Young, and then saying, "You are now Man United captain." We're in a different place from where we are now. Someone needs to bring that to him.
The worrying thing is, I was having this same conversation an hour ago with John's son, who's 6 years old, and we were saying who should be captain, and we don't know. Who on that pitch today should be captain?
Maybe Varane, I'd say, maybe, you know, just because he's a proven winner. He's the only player I can
Bruno's
say,
captain.
I would say Varane.
He's too emotive.
But again, we keep saying, that's the worrying thing. That we've got no one on the pitch who is an out-and-out captain. There's no leaders. We started this half an hour ago, and we're saying exactly the same thing. There's no leader. There's no leaders on the pitch. And if a six-year-old whose first ever game to go into Old Trafford is saying that, then, you know.
One thing I will say about the Glazers is, I think it's really interesting when you look at American sports, and you look at the two biggest sports in America, which is baseball and American football, and you've got the New York Yankees, and you've got the Dallas Cowboys there, and both of them are brands. You know, the Yankees haven't won a World Series in God knows how long. The Dallas Cowboys haven't won anything since the mid-1990s. And I know it's a very different sport, and I know they've got salary caps and the rest of it, but they are brand-focused firms. And the thing is, in the NFL, for them, they can get away with that. They can get away with it in the NFL. But over here, they think, commercial revenue. We've got all these extra possibilities over here that we can do and what we can get away with. And I think that's where it stems from as well.
Don't forget, it's not promotion relegation over there. It's a club shop.
Hence the Super League.
You've only got one competition to play for as well. Yeah. You know what I mean? There's no cup.
So we can be world champions.
It's none of that business.
That's the thing. As long as they know that we're not going to go down.
Yeah.
But there was a quote the other day where Rangnick was saying he doesn't understand. Like, he was like, I can't remember what it was, but basically, like, this club have not won anything, like not won the league for 10 years, and there must be a reason for that. But then he also said, if we finish fourth, that's fine. That's the reason.
That is the reason in a nutshell.
the reason that we've not won the league is because you think not just him as a manager, but the club. If they're happy to finish fourth, you're never going to go on and win the league.
The bar's been set too low. Everybody stays in a job if we finish fourth.
Yeah.
That's it. As soon as the thing they're finishing fourth,
apart from Van Gaal,
sorry.
Apart from Van Gaal, booted off. See your FA Cup, see your football, off your foot.
Mediocrity will do that. We're not Manchester United, we're not the best football team in the world, or the best football club in the world. Mediocrity will do us, but mediocrity will do us all the way.
If we sign people who get sell shirts and we still make the money, what does it matter? That's the problem.
So we've been on for half an hour and we've been really, really positive. Can we all at least think of a positive so I can end this? It's going to be well.
I thought Pogba was fantastic today.
But he's asked because he wants a move. So there's a caveat for that. So sorry, I've shut you down there. I do apologise.
Thank you. At a much better age.
Yeah, because he wants a move.
Yeah.
His contract's up in 6 months.
That's now turned into a negative.
Yes, but that's why it's a positive, though.
Yeah, but he wants to stay now, doesn't he?
I still think Sancho is the positive, though. Yeah, I still think that's something that we have to roll with, and we have to have that hope in there, because without hope, there's just no point.
My positive is we get to do it all again on Tuesday and make it all right.
Oh, can't wait. We go again. Go again on Tuesday.
We're going to bounce back on Tuesday.
Bounce back ability.
God. In a 6-pointer against Brighton. Come on. Somebody's got something more positive than that. Because I feel
the positive is free.
Apart from the fact we've only lost once under Ralphie, which I'll take as a positive.
It's freezing in tits off this week in Rochdale. But the temperature tomorrow is about 10 degrees. Give it 8 weeks and we can start fishing again.
Get your shorts off. If you're not at Brighton on Tuesday night in shorts, fuming.
I can't make Tuesday, but I'll be in Madrid Tuesday after.
In shorts.
Watford in shorts. You Watford in shorts. There you go.
Only in May.
No, it's not. It's just backtracking.
I've got a positive.
Oh my God, mate, everyone.
I've got a positive. A positive for Tuesday night. Be 3 days nearer going to Madrid.
Ah, there we go, like that. There we go. And this, I'm hoping that this style of football that Ralphie's got and the whole Ronaldo thing doing quite well in the Champions League so far. Scabby Reds to, I'd say Russia, but wherever the final's going to be, it's probably not Russia.
Look, we can go to Madrid in 2 weeks. Let's forget all the games in between. Let's forget
the season's right. We all know that proper Man United fans want to finish in the Conference League so we can go to places like Armenia and Azerbaijan away. So if you tell me that I'm bored of going to Madrid, I don't want to go there again. I don't want to go to Munich. I want to go to Yerevan away. Baku looks great. I want to go there. I want to say Carrier Bag FC, whatever.
I'm so looking forward to abusing Sergio Aguero.
Wow, that's true. I think we better end it here, really, because it's been 33 minutes this segment of just pure hatred. I've enjoyed it, though. And at least we were all laughing. I mean, the people listening to this definitely won't be laughing like we are, because they're probably not drinking.
Paul Blair is banned anyway.
I said earlier, the positive is there's still kids who are going for the first time and are buzzing. And yeah, take that. Yeah. Like, that's if there's still kids going and are loving it, what more do you need? Yeah, there's hope, because that's the future, and you want them to enjoy it, and you want them to go again. No matter what's happened, they want to go again.
Please discourage the kids and the grown-ups from playing shoe every time we're out of
I don't think that's the kids that are doing that. I think it's grown men that are doing that.
Do you know what? That's what matters. We've not done hate of the week yet,
I got in early today because it was a weird kickoff time. I was in between times. I went in the ground 35 minutes off kickoff. Unheard of for me. I needed the toilet. So I go in the ground. I watched the warm up. Two things about the warm up. Luke Shaw.
Oh, getting Watford flashbacks again. Oh,
Luke
no.
Shaw heading the ball with a fucking beanie hat on. What the fuck? And the second one is, every time Ronaldo had a shot, the crowd say shoot. We know the average age of the United fan base. There's not kids shouting shoot every time we get. It's not been a pantomime. Yeah. Ridiculous. That's my hate of the week.
You must have a hate of the week.
I'm not having a hate. No, I'm done with hate.
All right.
On a positive. I hear the footballers, when they lose, we go again next week. Nick us to that. They can influence the result on the pitch. We're fans. We go again next week because we love going to United. We meet an eclectic mix of people. It's not always the same mix of people in a game. Yeah, the results are a bit predictable at the moment, but we go again. We look forward to it. And you've got to experience the lows to enjoy the highs.
There
you go. And there's nothing on earth like being a Red. Remember, we've seen it all. We've won the lot.
We've won the lot.
There is one thing, Adam. Because I will say, right, are you going Tuesday? Are you going Tuesday?
Yes.
Are you going Tuesday?
Yeah.
Are you going Tuesday?
I'm just done with this.
And I'm going Tuesday. We are fucking S&M merchants. So after all that we've just said, we're going back for more. So I'm sorry that my psyche is like this, but I love everyone. So can I end it like that?
Yeah.
I'm not going to be with you tomorrow, lads, on the podcast, so I thought I'd let you have my hate of the week in advance. I'm not with you because Roxanne is going out with her mates to see RuPaul, so that could be enough on its own to be my hate of the week, but that's not it. It's people who sign off emails to you at work with just their initial, J.S. I'm not your mate. I don't know you. We're not close. This over-familiarity in a professional context, that's my hate of the week.